This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 134 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording is my interview with Town Council candidate Melanie Hamblin. We recorded this at her work location, Franklin Agway. Technically, the recording took a second try. I also tried out a new transcription service, and it seems to have translated the words to text remarkably well. I only needed to add some punctuation marks and capitalizations. When talking, you may realize that sometimes when we pause for a sentence end, and sometimes the pause is caught, and sometimes it's not. You'll find the full text on the Franklin Matters post with this recording. The interview itself runs about 15 minutes. So without further ado, here's the recording. The first question. We've talked, so I know a little bit about you, but for the benefit of the others in Franklin, tell us a little bit about your background, your Franklin story, if you will.
So my Franklin story. My husband and I moved to Franklin in 2010. I worked in Children's Hospital in Boston, and I would take the train in every day. And so when I got home from work, I would go into my yard, and I had my garden, and I grew my own vegetables, and I had chickens, and have dogs and bees. But one thing was really missing was that we didn't really know our neighbors that well. And we moved out to Franklin to have more space, to be closer to farms, and really with the goal that I wouldn't go into Boston forever on the train, because you know what the train is like sometimes.
It can be a challenge.
Luckily, I stopped going on the train when it really got bad. One of the good things about being on the train is that you can have friends there. And so I had these train buddies. I actually see them here. They come into the Agway now and visit with me. And I still stay connected to them. So that's really good. So in 2016, Neil and I bought the Agway. In March of 2016, we bought the Franklin Agway. It's independently owned. It's not a franchise or anything. It's just, this is us. So we've decided that to become connected to the community, we had to do something different. And we really enjoyed being here with all of the festivals and all the things that are here in town. And this is really made, I like to put a hashtag on things sometimes, mm-hmm. An Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. Yes. I think you do. Yeah. But I always put Better Life. And this has really become a better life for us. We're really connected to the community. And this really, really feels like the right thing to do. So we're trying to give people information they need to make sure that they can grow their lawn the right way, or brew beer, or make cheese, and to do things in sort of an environmentally positive, good earth stewardship way. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, they want to do that, but they don't know where to start.
Right.
So I hope that I have a friendly personality so that people aren't afraid to ask me questions. Mm-hmm. One of the things we moved to Franklin for was because there were farms here. And so I lived down the street from Hoffman Farm, and I went down to Nick, the farmer Nick, and I said to him, what can I do to help you? I have this time now. I want to be more involved in what goes on in town. And he said to me, the number one thing you can do is help us create an agricultural commission in town. Mm-hmm. And so since a lot of the farmers come into the store, I knew more people than anybody else did. And so we got all the farmers together and put together a proposal to the town to create an agricultural commission so they had a voice. And I felt like nobody really cared about them, and that nobody listened to what they had to say. And this just the whole process of doing this has made them feel better and more connected to the community themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a win-win-win-win situation here, right? We all win a little bit because we have our farmers feel connected. We're connected to them. They feel a little more. Now, farming is really stressful, and they were worried about what's going to happen to their farm in the future. Is their family going to have a place to live? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to survive through the next winter?
Right.
is there going to be a big change in the legislature or the rulings of the in the town that's going to make it impossible for them to farm? Mm. Because you see things like that have been happening in other communities around us.
Right.
And also just in the direction that the town is going, it seemed like they were really worried about their space, their land. Space.
Sure.
And really, you don't want your farmers stressed out that much because they get us food, right?
Something we need.
Right, and they keep us connected to the ground and to the earth and to each other. Mm-hmm. So working with the farmers and Jeff and Jamie, we put together Jeff Nutting and Jamie Helen, the administrators of the town. And we actually worked with the Economic Development Committee as well. We put together a proposal to create an official commission here in town. And I think this will give the farmers, it gives them a real voice. It gives them an official voice in town that they really, truly exist. Mm-hmm. And that's really a powerful thing. It empowers them to be able to take control of their own destiny, really, right? It's like mm-hmm. a really good thing.
Sure, yeah.
The town council voted for it. We built a community around the agricultural commission, and it's on. There's a Facebook page that all the farms are on. You can find out where everybody is, and when they have things available to buy, for you to buy and to support them. And Jeff and Jamie have really helped me a lot to bring this proposal to the State House to get it put into our town charter so it will be official and real mm-hmm. and in our
and
town
happen.
And happen. And it was to be able to do that, I went to the town council meetings. I started in January. You saw me there. Mm-hmm. we got to sit next to each other and to see how things work and how things work in the town. How do we, you know, why do we have to read these things three times? And what does this mean? And I think you have to go at least four times in a row to really understand how long the process takes and how much work it is.
Mm, yeah.
One of the things I realized is that I feel that the town council, I think I have a different voice. And I think that the voice of the pro agriculture, pro open space, I feel like I'm more of a collaborator, and I like to build consensuses with people. I like to build teams to work on problems and projects, and to communicate with other people. That's one of my big things. Is I just love to make sure that people have the information that they need to make the right choices for them. Mm-hmm. It's like we don't have to all agree. As long as we have the information to make our own opinions, to create our own opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always find it very interesting to meet a group of people and to find out all the different opinions that people have about a certain subject. Mm-hmm. And then think about it myself and then decide what I think is right for me. Right, so that's all my sciencey background that comes through on almost everything I do. Mm-hmm. I'm always observing people or things, or do experiments with my tomatoes that I grow, and I like to gather information about a certain thing. So if I don't know enough, I can't make my own. I can't give somebody a decision right away. I have to go research it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe sometimes people want an answer, they want something, but I think we need to slow down a little bit sometimes and really mm-hmm. think about what we're doing and what we're going to say and really weigh all the different opinions that are out there.
Right. In general, what is the town council, the new council, what are they going to be faced with? What should be some of their priorities? Based upon what you've seen and heard.
So from going to the different town council meetings, and I think the budget meetings were really informative, and that it seems like one of the major issues we're going to come up against is to have a balanced budget plus the school, and to have the schools all of our services supplied with the funding that they need. It's going to be really hard to make sure that the school budget is filled and that we have all the police department has everybody they need and the fire department has everybody they need. I really want to make sure that people are safe in town and that they have a chance, our children have a chance to be able to get the education they need. I don't have a son in town in school. He's 26. He got to have a Westwood education. At that time, we voted to redo the high school. So when we moved to Franklin in 2010, the first thing we voted for was to upgrade the high school. It's really important, not only just to keep our property values up, but to have a good place for kids to learn. I mean, I guess I'm kind of a nerd because I think education is really important and a well-balanced education. Mm-hmm. Like we need to be able to have music and art, and our students need to be able to learn how to think. So when the time comes, I'll have to use my science background, and really study this, right? It's really serious. It's a serious thing, and it's really super important. And we can't just make a snap decision. We have to really take time, mm-hmm. and study this and find out the best way to get to the end.
So that'll be a good segue to the extent that you've talked about your Franklin story and some of the challenges for the council. I think you've already started talking about, but what would you bring to the council to help the council meet those challenges as we go forward?
Well, one of the things I'm very passionate about is communication. I think what we need to do is we need to communicate to people. We need to educate everyone about what our needs are and what the services, what our money can pay for, and if there's a gap. People need to understand that. And we need to help people understand. We need to reach out to people. We can't just think that it's okay for them to come and talk to us. I really feel like we need to do an outreach and explain to people what it means, everything that happens. And I think then you'll find that you'll get more support because people feel like you care about them. Mm-hmm. And I care about Franklin. I want Franklin to be the best place it can be. Mm-hmm. I think we need to. And it can only be the best place if we all work together.
So having covered the basic three questions, the Franklin Cultural Council asked me to ask all the town councilors another question. So if I may, let me just read it to you. As you know, Franklin has applied to the state for an official cultural district designation in town. What do you feel is the role of arts in culture in Franklin, and what is your plan to advance that agenda?
Well, first of all, I think the fact that we have so many really interesting cultural organizations in town is really exciting to me because as a small business owner, one of the things I think about is if you can get people excited to come downtown, to go to shows, then they're going to shop, they're going to eat in the local restaurants, and it's just a great thing for the local economy. So I feel like arts not only is a quality of life thing, it really helps us all pay for our life, right?
Yeah.
And it's really exciting that there's so much stuff going on in Franklin that has this really good quality, makes you feel good. I have to use my background again here to learn more about the funding of the council. Don't really know much about it. I did try to check Facebook and look around at the websites, and I couldn't really find too much about it. But I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm for it all the way. Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening to me. And I want you to know that I want to know what's important to you. So now you know what's important to me, and I want to know what's important to you. I think it's really, we need to share our ideas and our opinions with each other so that we can find out what's best to go forward for the town So if you're on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook. There's a Melanie Hamlin for Town Council. There's also the Franklin AgCom. That's me too. Or you can even contact me through the Franklin Agway Facebook page, or the Franklin Agway website. And I'll give you my email address too. So there's tons of ways to get in touch with me. If you want to meet me in person, let me know. I'm always willing to meet with people. It's one of the best things that I get to do here now that I'm here at the Agway.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking time, and best of luck November 7th.
Well, thank you very much. It was really fun.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, so I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. That's suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled En Resto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.